Pittsburgh's faith community held a candlelight vigil Monday night outside the city county building to remember the victims of the weekend's mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed was at last night's service and brings us this report.
In the moments before the vigil began, a giant rainbow flag was unfurled in the middle of Grant Street, stretching almost from curb to curb and flanked by hundreds of mourners. Despite the crowd, it was eerily quiet, as if those gathered downtown as dusk fell were collectively holding their breath. Then, after several minutes of stillness, Latasha Mays, executive director of New Voices Pittsburgh, approached the microphone.
We are here to honor the lives of those lost in the Orlando mass shooting. We are here to mourn together. We are here to stand against hate and to stand against terrorism. And we are calling on this entire nation for love, equality, and justice for all.
The voices were diverse, with an opening prayer from Rabbi Sharon Henry of Rodef Shalom Temple in Oakland.
Yitzor b'tzor ha-chaim et nishmatam, may their souls be bound up in the bond of life, a living blessing in our midst. Ve'anuhu b'shalom al mishkavam, may they rest in peace.
Expressions of solidarity from Safdar Khwaja, co-founder of the Muslim Community Center of Greater Pittsburgh.
On behalf of the entire Muslim community of Pittsburgh, I'm here to express the shock and absolute horror of this hate crime and this crime against humanity that was committed. We pray for the souls of the departed and wish them a very special place in heaven.
A gospel hymn from Lindsay Smith of Judah Fellowship Christian Church.
When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend, a friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches.
The crowd and speakers were diverse not only in faith, but also in ethnicity and gender identity, and included Ciara Thomas, founder of a local advocacy group for homeless transgender women of color.
Me being a black transgender woman has been hard for me to even walk outside and feel comfortable, not to know if I'm going to live and make it through the day. But what I do know is, as an advocate and as a black trans woman, I will die fighting this fight. I will not bow down to any bigot that challenges me or my humanity.
There were calls to action. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto invoked Martin Luther King Jr. in his assertion that only light can drive out darkness. Only love can drive out hate.
As we gather here today with religious leaders from our Christian, Jewish, and Muslim community, let us be reminded of what our responsibility is this day forward. To be those that find the solutions to this, to be those that drive out hate out of our community, and to be those that spread love.
There was anger, like that from Steve Gilson, assistant attorney with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pittsburgh, who vowed that he and his colleagues would fight for the rights of LGBT people.
And I understand, as Mayor Peduto said, that dark cannot drive out the dark. But I would be lying to you today if I told you that I was not angry. I am angry. But I'm comforted when I look out here and I see this community, the community that I'm a part of, a community that has faced near constant oppression, a community that is routinely ignored and abused, and a community that, in spite of all that, can be defined by its relentless optimism and perseverance.
There was anger that bordered on rage, like that of Reverend Shania Leonard of Judah Fellowship Christian Church.
This is because of us and our silence about the bigotry that exists and festers and grows in this country. This is because of us who sit silently while somebody says a derogatory term on the bus, on the street corner, at the family reunion. This is because of us who remain silent by communities that are disenfranchised by the majority and become the minority in this country are constantly put in a position of pain, of hurt, and to ultimately be murdered. This is a product of the United States of America.
There was silence after the names of all 49 victims were read aloud by Deacon Will Forrest of East Liberty Presbyterian Church.
Eric Ivan Cortez Riviera. Peter O. Gonzalez Cruz.
And there was recognition of the common humanity of all people across faiths, genders, races, and lifestyles, like in this closing prayer from Patrice Fowler Searcy of East Liberty Presbyterian Church.
And so we pray that the lives of those killed in Orlando will not be lost in vain, but that they might be the seed planted to root out hate, bigotry, injustice, violence, oppression, intolerance, homophobia and xenophobia, sexism, heterosexism, and racism.
After an hour of speeches, songs, prayers, and tears, the rainbow flag was folded back up and the crowd dispersed. But the music and the mourning continued. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.